Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Hello, Justin. Lee Hendrickson here with Radio Free Palmer. Welcome.
Hi.
Book is Talking Across the Divide. Hey, where are you calling from, Justin?
From Orlando, Florida.
Okay, and here I am way up in Palmer, Alaska. We're in opposite sides of the country. I read some of your book last night. One of the things I thought I'd start with is you have a long history of bridging the divide between groups. Could you talk a little bit about your history of the work you've been doing about talking across the divide?
Sure. I grew up in a deeply conservative Christian home in the Southern Baptist Church in North Carolina, and my faith, my Christian faith has always been very important to me. So when, as a teenager, I started to suspect that I might be gay, that really threw a monkey wrench into the works. You know, I didn't know what to do with that because I believed that being gay was a choice and a sin, and then here I was thinking, well, I didn't choose this, but it seems to be the case, and, you know, what do I do with that? And what I started to realize was as I talked to my Christian friends about this, and as I made gay friends, and I started to talk to my gay friends about this, they had very, very different perspectives from one another, not just in terms of what they believed was right or wrong, you know, in terms of, like, theology, but, like, they didn't even understand each other or what was motivating each other. And they had all kinds of negative views about each other that I knew weren't true because, you know, there were folks on both sides who were my friends, who I cared about. And I felt caught in the middle of this culture war. And so I started working for better conversations, particularly in Christian spaces about LGBT issues, and ended up founding an organization that did that work and have spent 20 years of my life having those conversations and wrote a book on that subject called Torn, Rescuing the Gospel from the Gays versus Christians Debate. And so in that work, I've learned that there are principles that we can use to talk to the people we disagree with, not only on that subject, but on a variety of subjects, that even when we disagree quite strongly, and even if we don't end up on the same side, we can at least use these strategies to have better conversations that bring nuance into the conversation and that allow us to live together and continue to love and respect each other in the midst of our disagreement. And I really think that's so necessary right now.
I couldn't agree with you more. Could you talk a few minutes about some of your strategies?
Sure. In the book, in Talking Across the Divide, I talk about five barriers to being heard. And these are the barriers that show up when you try to have a conversation with somebody, whether it's on social media or just in a one-on-one conversation, somebody who disagrees with you on an issue that's important to you. And no matter what you say, it just seems like you're not getting through and you feel like you're just banging your head against a wall. And so those barriers are ego protection. So people get defensive when they're afraid of looking foolish. Team loyalty. We have this strong sense of connection to our political and social teams that can override everything else. Comfort with the status quo, misinformation, and worldview protection. And so these five barriers are often involved, one or more of them, sometimes all five of them, are what is stopping us from getting through when we try to have these conversations. And so part of the strategy is to identify which of the barriers are coming up, and then there are ways to address them. One of the best ways, in just a simple tool that anybody can use, is the power of listening. We often think that to listen to somebody who disagrees with us, especially on an issue where we think there's a real clear right or wrong answer, we think that listening is weak. We think that listening is legitimizing somebody else's point of view, or maybe that they, you know, their side's been listened to enough and it's time for our side to be heard. But listening is a really powerful strategy if you use it strategically, because when you listen to somebody, it helps to calm them down. As they feel heard, they become more likely to listen to you in turn. But also by listening, you learn a lot about what's really motivating them. Or is there misinformation on the issue that they've believed? Are they starting with a different set of facts than you are? If so, you know that that's something you probably need to address. And so, you know, and you learn what their interests are. And that helps you find kind of a way into a conversation with them. So just listening is one incredibly powerful thing that can be applied in all sorts of situations that can really de-escalate the tension.
Okay, thank you. And so, of course, my next question is, could you give an example of, in one of your mediating contentious conversations, how you applied that?
Sure. So one of the things that I've done that I talk about a bit in the book is I did a series of college events where, since at the time I was focused primarily on the kind of gay versus Christian conversation, I went to these schools and brought together the LGBT campus group and some of the Christian groups. And we came together for conversation, and one of the things that we did was encourage folks to listen to each other and to ask genuine questions, not kind of gotcha questions, but real questions of each other to understand each other's perspective. And we found that even after just like an hour of doing that, these people who had come into the room with all this tension and were like, you know, on clear opposite sides of an important issue, were all of a sudden like adding each other on Facebook and wanting to go to dinner together and get to know each other. And that's not obviously the end of the whole thing, but like that's an important first step in breaking down these walls that keep us apart, is actually getting to know each other. So there are a lot of things like that, sharing personal stories, treating each other as kind of the protagonist of our own story, acknowledging good intentions, even where someone's gotten something really wrong. There are a lot of these things that we can do that allow us to break down barriers and can really completely change the conversation.
So in your book, you use the term echo chambers. So getting out, so breaking down the barrier and looking at someone else who's in a different echo chamber is how one might frame it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the thing about echo chambers is when you are in a kind of a bubble where everyone has the same view, then, you know, I say what I think and then other people echo that back to me and I echo their view back to them. And studies show that this can actually result in people becoming more and more extreme. And even if I don't think I'm becoming an extremist, the reality is the people on the other side of the issue for me are also in their own echo chamber, and they're becoming more extreme. And research shows that this is one of the reasons that Republicans and Democrats, for instance, in the country right now, are becoming more and more polarized, and we just don't understand each other because we spend so much time in our own echo chambers where we talk about how terrible the other people are, and they talk about how terrible we are. And so someone's got to be willing to reach across those divides and say, you know what, let's sit down and have a real conversation.
Right. That conversation, that genuine conversation or strategic conversation, as you call it, can start to change the world.
I really think so. Yeah.
Okay. We have about a minute left. And is there anything you want to say that I didn't ask you about yet?
Well, I'll just say, you know, these are obviously complicated subjects. And, you know, there's a lot more to it than we have time to get into here. But I hope people will check out the book. But also, I've got a website. I'm a geek. I'm a computer and technology geek going way back. So my website is geekyjustin.com. And I would love for folks to check out my website and, as they work through the book, post questions and let's talk about some of these issues in particular on the website and explore different perspectives and try to have better conversations, because I think that's what we need as a country right now.
Yeah, conversation to change the world, one conversation at a time. So again, I've been talking to Justin Lee, author of Talking Across the Divide, and thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.